This is Karen Lyle of SailSport Talk congratulating all who participated in the Vaandi Arctic Race 2022. Just after Charlie Dallin passed through the Iceland Gate, the race course was cut short because of a brutal storm with gusts up to 60 knots. Pip O'Hare, a prior guest on our show, took 13th. Let's listen to her recap of the race.
Once we were through the worst of the gale, we've all just been trying to bank as much sleep as possible. Everyone is totally exhausted. I've been messaging a few of the other skippers this morning and everyone's the same. They've just been, I've been sleeping as much as I can. What a race though. Everything we expected it would be. I mean, it's challenging coming up to the north. Iceland is a lot further north than we go south in the Vaandi Globe. It's cold, you know, as we saw, the weather is fierce. And so, you know, it ended up being a really challenging race in many, many aspects. I mean, in terms of the race and how it ended, I was gutted because I did feel like I was really starting to find my stride. And, you know, had we carried on for another 2,000 miles, then, you know, I think I could have climbed some more places in the fleet. But I think the race management didn't really have any other option but to stop the race because of the way that things evolved. The low pressure system we were in was a nasty one. I saw 43 knots, but I know that the boats behind me were actually in worse conditions than I was. They saw a lot more wind. The sea state was really big. Coming back today, or last night, it died down a bit. It was 35 knots for about 8 hours yesterday. And that was frisky enough. But, you know, we were able to sail the boats in a fairly conservative manner. So, reefed down and with small sails. And that's a different proposition from racing through those conditions. Still got a long sail home. I'm just level with the top of Scotland at the moment. But me and, you know, all the other skippers, I think, are really kind of just taking it easy. And certainly everyone last night was banking as much sleep as possible. So we were all alarmed up to the hilt and kind of just gingerly progressing south. So lots of learnings. But I'm super happy with my results. It's definitely a step in the right direction. And I'm still on the way up.
Pip, we are so glad you're on track with your boat medallion. This is Karen Lyle of SailSport Talk.
Welcome back to Sports Byline USA. That music always hits us at 9:40 on Tuesday mornings, and that's because we do a segment with Karen Lyle from SailSportTalk.com. Karen, how are we doing today?
I'm doing fine. You hear the campanile at Yale University right now in the background. I hope that's okay.
Well, yes, don't be late for class. We are joined by a guest, Bruce Cooper, from the Ullman Sails Long Beach Race Week, the old USL BRW. Bruce, welcome to the show. What was it like just being able to hold this event again after the pandemic the last couple of years?
Good morning, Karen and Rick. It was awesome. We've been waiting, and of course, the same week that we'd be having this in 2020 and 2021, that week it was beautiful out there and white capping, and we couldn't wait to get everyone back, and it delivered. Ullman Long Beach Race Week was just like the brochure showed this year. It was wonderful.
Bruce, you know, you were repairing sails and getting all those sailors out there sailing this time, I think, instead of on your boat. Is that correct?
Correct. I usually race the J70 at the event, but this year my partner was racing it, and I did crew on a J109, but at night, any boats that get nips and tucks, rips, tears, they went shrimping with their spinnakers and pulled up holes in their sail versus shrimp. We stayed overnight and kept everyone going. So it was some late hours, and everyone got back on the water the next day. It was a success.
So what about the dichotomy between highly fought competition and then having drinks at night, it's kind of a, it almost seems like rugby where you have a tea break.
Isn't that true? I do the weather debrief for the fleet on Friday morning before the captain's meeting. I gave them simple orders. Don't rip sails, tear sails, so I can stay and enjoy the parties too. And it was a balance, but I got to stay some on Saturday and then come back for 4 or 5 hours of repairs that night. But the sailors really get taken care of, whether their sails are being repaired by us or the yacht clubs do their hospitality for food and drink with them. It's good shoreside support here, and the sailors are taken care of one way or another.
Well, last time we talked, it was actually in 2020 when the pandemic had first started and you guys were not preparing sails but making masks. When did you make the transition back to sails, and are you still making masks?
Oh, good question. No, we obviously, everyone had trouble getting masks, and the sailmaker with sewing machines wanted to do something. So we made masks for about 3 months solid, made over 8,000 masks, and then you ask a sailmaker to make something that's disposable, and we can't do it. So we were bragging that our masks that were made heavier dutier than disposable, they were reusable, washable, were rated to 25 to 30 knots of wind with no blowouts. So that was fun that we were able to make that product. And we do sail manufacturing here along with sail repairs. We do about $2 million a year in new sails. And we got back into it later that summer when people realized they can just use boats for, you know, sailing, day sailing. Not that many regattas, obviously, going that first year. But we got busier and busier as people got out of their homes and sailed to just family or household setups on their boats.
So, you know, I remember taking the ferry, so to speak, the catamaran from Long Beach to Catalina, and I couldn't believe how many dolphins that were going alongside the boat. Is that something that's a feature of your race as well, that like the dolphins sort of helping you out as co-pilots?
It's required, yeah. The dolphin union's fired if they don't show up. it was good sea life. So much outside action. And that's kind of a neat thing about Long Beach Race Week is there's three circles or venues within the regatta. There's the Alpha, Bravo, and Charlie course. And Alpha and Bravo are both on the outside. And there's plenty of action out there with the sea life and other traffic going on and stuff like that, marine traffic. But the neat thing is some of the boats were able to switch from one circle to the next over the 3 days. So everyone kind of got to see some of the sailing conditions on the three circles and all the other stuff that gets to come with it. It was very windy on two of the days. So it was, if you could see a dolphin when you weren't getting seasick over the side, it was a good sign.
Tell me, you also have been sailing with your family. How have you been out on the boat recently? Have you had some good sails?
Yeah. Everything's been going good. I also raced a J105, which is really nice, easier to bring the family and friends and stuff like that. So we've been doing weeknight racing down here in Newport for the beer cans or Taco Tuesdays. I've sailed, I think, 18 of the last 23 days. So it's nice to have a little bit of time off this week, a little lighter load. But the beauty of Southern California, and our sailors are so spoiled. I've met with people back east on the Annapolis, Chicago, all that, and in the middle of May, they have opening day for a reason. They get to go sailing, and out here, we get it 52 weeks a year, so we're very, very blessed, very spoiled that way. So a lot of time on the water. It's been good.
A couple more questions for Bruce Cooper, Rick Tittle, and Karen Lyle with you here on Sports Byline. When I look at some of the pictures from the events, it looks like everyone's tightly packed in and you're going, you know, winds at 21 knots. It looks like it can be somewhat perilous. So what was that like?
Well, that was the tale of the boat I was sailing, Fuzzy Logic, a J109. We were having our Pacific Coast Championships. And like I said about the different venues, this boat sails a lot of the time on the inside breakwater where the Charlie course is. And it's like Hollywood sailing. It's very flat water, no chop, no swell. a Zamboni comes out and cleans the ice, so to speak. It cleans the water every race. So when we were in the water on Friday, the wind and waves had control of our boat most of the day. We were struggling to find our groove, so to speak, and we got a third and a fourth place, and then we moved into the smooth water Charlie course on Saturday, and we won two of the three races, almost won the third one. So the water was pretty wild, and everyone, and that's the beauty of this, is everyone meets afterwards. Everyone has this amazing story to tell about their upwind pounding through the waves, or you know, coming downwind with the spinnakers up, all the boats blasting down to the leeward marks, and you know, going, we were going so fast we didn't know if we were going to get the spinnaker down in time, and you know, everything was going so fast. So it was high action, and each circle has multiple fleets on it. So at some point, the big boats are catching the slow boats, and everyone gets the buoy at the same time, and it's total chaos. So it was pretty fun. The pictures tell half the story. If it looks windy or wavy in the picture, it's twice as windy, twice as wavy.
The last time I sailed on a J-105 was actually in Arizona in one of the dams that they had for some pretty light wind sailing, but it was a fun boat to sail. How much do the sails themselves make a difference as far as, you know, the recommendations you give to the racers on their boats?
Oh, good question. And some of the fleets, they're required to only carry a select set of sails, like the J-70s to get the measure a set. That's their handcuffed to that for the weekend. But for the majority of the big boat classes, you'll have an inventory like the golf clubs in a golf bag. And Long Beach, you always bring your heavier, stronger set, smaller too, counterintuitive, but a smaller sail is faster in windy conditions, so it's not blowing you sideways more than forward. But the interesting thing is there were some boats from Arizona Yacht Club out here registered. Their captains came out and raced their boats, and they did pretty good, a FAR 30 and a Newport 41. So they battled the winds pretty good, which was obviously very blustery all weekend. But the sails are, you know, cut for the venue, just as if you use sails for Long Beach sailing, you would take those to San Francisco as well, where it's notoriously, you know, blowing dogs off chains, so windy. Newport, San Diego, some of the other venues are a little lighter, so someone will have a set for something like that as well. But it's, yeah, mixed conditions, so you bring a couple of them on board in case it's lighter or windier than the forecast. And it's a big advantage to have the right sail for sure.
You know, look at some of these J-70s, one of them coming all the way from Sydney, Australia, but I'm interested in maybe the best performing one of all, Bruce Gollison's, the name Midlife Crisis. I love how that, I mean, it just, I'm already writing the story in my head.
Yeah, Bruce has been a competitor and actually ran a side regatta right with Long Beach Race Week, Gulfman Race Week. It was named after him for a long time. And he's a champion in J24s and some other classes as well. And he's been at the top of the J70 class for 3-4 years. And the neat thing for Bruce, you know, just what a solid skipper, is his A crew, or his crew he's been sailing mostly 3 years with, two of them, Eric Champagne and Steve Hunt, were back east sailing the Etchells, North Americans, I believe. And so he sailed with a second team, his backup team, and they obviously proved they got a great skipper.
Well, Bruce, it's always a delight talking to you. Tell me, how is the cruising part of your sail-making business? How many cruisers do you have versus racers?
That's over the last 2 years more. We do actually have a lot of cruising customers. Catalina's nearby. You know, Baja, people go down in the fall for Baja. But the just day sailing, cruising, we probably do 50-50 between racing sales and cruising sales. But the cruising sales are my most competitive customers. Anytime there's another boat out there, they see a speck of white on the horizon, they'll want you to trim the sail a little tighter, fit towards the edge of the boat a little more. And you're saying, well, we're just day sailing. They said, yeah, but I got to catch that boat over there. So it's very funny going out with them. They are very, very competitive, even though they'll sell it that, no, we're just day sailors, we have fun on our boat. And they're very, very competitive. But that's the nice thing is as we make the sales. If it's a local customer, they can come to the loft, watch the sales get made. So a lot of the cruising people who have never seen something like that done get to come in and watch their sales get made here at the loft, and it's very rewarding to tie it in, because they'll have a dream of what they want their sales to look like, how they want them to work. They come watch it, and then you go deliver them, and they leave the dock, and they go sailing. That was, and they say, that's exactly what we wanted. Thank you so much. And they were a part of the process, so it's pretty fun.
There he is, Bruce Cooper from the Ullman Sails Long Beach Race Week. Bruce, good to have you on again, and we'll catch up with you down the road, man.
Good. Thanks, Rick and Karen. Lots of sailing news going, so I hope you guys catch it all. Thank you.
All right, Karen, and we'll check you out next week, y'all.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. Come on back on Sports Byline USA.